Cody.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Grass.
And as a reminder, if you would like our subscription content, you can check out our Patreon. It's free, though. Slay.
Slay.
I went on a date 2 nights ago.
Ooh.
I'm marking my dating era.
From a dating app?
Yes. So I was listening to one of our episodes recently and I told you that I was sending out like.
Yeah.
And I have been.
Mm.
I have. Mm. And I matched with, you don't believe me.
I don't believe really
you. Not every day, but I am still like making sure I'm attracted to them, but I'm being less picky.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I just need to meet people and I need to stop whatever's happening.
I think that's how it should be.
Break the cycle. So I've been sending out lots of likes and I matched with 10.
Okay.
And then I've been chatting with 5.
Good odds.
And then of those 5, I had a date last week and I have another date set up next week.
Wow.
And I might have a third. So I'm out of those 20 or so likes that I sent out on this one day, I might have 3 dates.
Okay.
But I had a date the other night.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. Why?
Well.
That's a 1.5% return rate.
Isn't that bad?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Is my math right there?
Who cares?
Yeah, I think that's right.
We're going to say that it is 1.5%. Okay, 20. What's 3 out of 20? Here we go.
No, it's 15%. It's a 15% return.
That's not so bad.
15%. I almost had it. I just put the decimal in the wrong spot.
Yeah, 1.5. Hey, 1.5, that's good.
15%.
Hey, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't a right date, but I have to say, like, we were just chatting. We went to a really cute bar. It's called the Roosevelt in Potts Point. If you want a good, cute little date cocktail place, it was nice.
Potts Point is nice. Mm. Feels, like, very seductive and, like, hidden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to watch my TikTok. He's like, because I've told him what I do. And I don't want to give it to him because of the dating series. I don't want him to know that I'm doing this get ready with me for dates.
I don't think it's that bad though.
Neither do I, but I'm like a bit reluctant to, because I did film the get ready with me and I have to edit it and post it, but I'm reluctant for him to see that.
But you're not posting them.
No. Nah.
You don't go into specifics about who they are. No. You're just going on about like your experience. And like, I don't think.
Okay. Maybe I'll share it with him.
Yeah.
But so like, it was just like a wholesome like little chat. And then at the end, I ordered my Uber. We had a little kiss. It was a good kiss, but it was immediately handsy. Like his hands went straight up my skirt.
Just like your grandma.
Yes.
From the last episode.
And I was like, mate, I actually had to grab his hands and be like, no, that's not the kind of kiss we're having.
Oh. Was he respectful once you did that?
He was, but I just feel like I was like, oh, now I see what you're after.
Yeah.
No.
It leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I'm not going home with you. Mm. But, yeah, so the dates are happening, and if you want to catch up, you can see my dating series. It's only on TikTok and on YouTube. Sorry, Instagram.
What's the youngest you date?
28.
Then you're 30. Yeah. 2 years. Okay.
Well, I'm 31 this year, so 3 years.
Yeah, okay. What's the oldest you'd date?
I think I'd go up to 40.
I guess 31 to 40 is really not that bad, is it?
It sounds bad, but it's really not. We're old. Great. Well, I'm old.
I'm still a little. Maddie, speaking of being a young baby.
What?
I was humbled.
What?
On the weekend.
What happened?
Had to go out for a friend's birthday.
Yeah.
Had 2 people with me as I was entering the pub.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the first person.
Aww.
And I went up to the security guard and I went, do you need to check my ID? He could have said no, but instead, with a very sassy attitude, he went, well, are you over 25? And I went, yes. Yeah. And he looked at me like, obviously. Off you go. I was humbled.
That's so sad when that starts happening. I don't get ID either. Do you know what? A PSA to every security guard, check everyone's ID.
Just check my ID.
Check them all.
I also think like, okay, if I just like tried walking in, all good.
Because you asked.
But if I've stopped and said, do you want to check my ID?
Check my ID.
Save my dignity, please. Like you get small opportunities to make a difference in my life.
Please.
In this small interaction.
That's your good deed.
And that would have been it.
Your good deed for the day.
Instead, I think about you a lot now.
Yeah.
It's only been a couple of days, but I've been thinking about it a lot.
No, it's not okay.
The power that security guards have
on your. They should know. That's so mean.
Yeah.
Just do me a solid and check my ID.
Are you over 25? Obviously.
So?
check my ID.
Good about myself. Fuck you.
You know who will always check your ID if you want to pick me up? Dan Murphy's.
No.
They don't check your ID?
No. I don't get ID'd anywhere. I look 30. Come on.
No, you don't. When I met you, I thought you were 21.
Yeah, but I was 27 then.
So you're only 25.
24.
Yeah. 24. Yep.
I am 24.
25. Yeah. 23. 24.
No, that's not cool. That's such a humbling experience.
It was so humbling.
I'm so sorry. Anyway. That happens to me all the time. I always do like a little dance. Like I don't ask, but I like slow down and they're like, have a good night. I'm like, thank you. Fuck you.
All good.
All good. All good.
What is it about me that you're not interested in my ID?
Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my humbling experience.
No, thank you.
That's like if I was on, this would be like the shame that I feel like some people would get from dating apps.
Mm.
I'm just getting it from the general public.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. From security guards, really. who are they to judge?
You're
a secchi. How dare you?
That's such an Australian term.
A secchi. Yeah, because we shorten everything. Anyway, should we move on?
Yes.
That's a good enough.
I'm going to sneeze one more time, I think.
Go for it.
No, it's gone, it's gone.
Now it's time for Hot Mess Hotline. This is
that's not the tune.
But. Yeah, I liked it. This is a segment where we ask the hotties, get the hotties to send us questions and we give you mediocre dating advice.
Tell us your deep, dark secrets and in return we will make fun of you.
Yeah. Oh, gently roast you. This one I think is a little bit sadder.
Oh.
When I was reading it, I was like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me read it out.
Not lighthearted.
Not as lighthearted. Okay. Hi, Maddie and Grace. That's how she wrote it. I love your pod.
Thanks.
I love your pod and I've been wanting to write this for ages. Sorry that it doesn't involve poo or sex, but it's kind of juicy.
Oh, kind of.
I'm 36 and I've been with my husband for 11 years. Slight. When I met him, he was living with his best friend, C. He had been in love with her since he met her at the age of 14. They had kissed a few times, but she only wanted to be friends. It was an open joke amongst their friend group that he was a huge simp for her, and she got off on it. C is a classic pick-me type girl, gorgeous, few female friends, thinks she is better than other girls.
I'm just not like, I'm biting my lips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
where's this going? She was constantly around him, very flirtatious and always wanting him to do things for her, and also loved disparaging him to me. What's disparaging mean?
Putting him down.
Oh, that's not nice. She told me that he is a bad kisser and her friends would joke about he's in love with her while she giggled. You're probably wondering why I would be interested in a guy like this, but she moved overseas, got into a relationship, and then I got to know him. He admitted he had feelings for her once but claimed that stopped when he met me.
Can I just say, what's the letter of this woman?
R.
R? You read my mind. Because that whole time you were reading the first part of the story, I was like,
why?
What the fuck are you doing?
Why are you interested in him?
Getting into this relationship.
Mm.
How could you get over this? Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. Yeah, she moved overseas. I'll get to the point. They still talk a lot, even though she is far away and it makes me uncomfortable. I have seen some of her messages and find them very flirty about how she misses him, cute little nicknames and stuff. I have seen that on occasion they have long conversations on the phone when I'm not around. Who does that? But the worst was just recently. After I felt he was being distant and too tied to his phone, I asked to look at it. In his deleted messages, I saw that they had sent each other 968 messages in just 30 days.
No.
He immediately grabbed his phone and permanently deleted them before I could read them. He claimed that he was helping her with something, is not interested in her.
900 times?
And she is one of his oldest and best friends, and it's all platonic. Claimed he deleted the messages because he was embarrassed. It took a lot to get over this. Just the other day, I went to check the weather on his phone. It was open to the city where she lives, which is on the other side of the world. I felt sick. This is when I was reading this and I was like, oh my God. He's checking the weather in the city she lives in?
I feel like this is an example where like emotional cheating
is so much worse.
So much more.
Oh my God. Oh, by the way, she's moving back to our area at the end of the year.
No.
final paragraph. My husband thinks I'm being too controlling to say I want him to stop this friendship. He says he will when I get upset, but I inevitably find that he is still talking to her. I know it will never stop. He keeps saying that he doesn't like her like that because she is no threat to our relationship because he would never cheat. Well, you kind of are. He would never cheat or leave me for her. That she's just a friend and he should be allowed to have female friends. The most I have gotten him to admit is that even if he didn't have feelings for her, his feelings for me are 100 times stronger.
I just think, like, I'm all for intersex friendships.
Oh, as in, like, male and female.
Yeah, male and female friendships.
Yes.
I'm all for them. I have male friends. Tom has female friends. But the moment that you're hiding things from your partner, you know it's wrong.
It's immediately, you are, you're cheating.
Yeah. You know it's wrong. The fact that she's not the fact that she's not actually explaining what it is, which is emotional cheating.
Yes.
And she's still allowing you to, like, live in this fairy tale that it's just a friend reconnecting with an old friend is giving you grace. And if you can't respect her wishes, then you're, like, you don't respect the relationship.
No. And if you say that you're feeling...
She shouldn't even have to ask, realistically.
I know. And, like, he keeps... Like, when she gets really upset, he says that he will, but then he doesn't.
Mm.
And then, like, you know, my feelings for you are 100 times stronger, which kind of implies that you do stuff.
You do stuff feelings for her. And the thing is, like, you can... I think it's human nature to be, like, to have some feelings for an old partner,
yes.
Right? Like, if you were with someone for a bunch of time, or even if you pined for someone for a bunch of time.
It's always,
obviously there's going to be, like, that attraction there and there's going to be something. But you don't have, like, a communication line with them.
No.
That's permanent.
No.
You know, because it's disrespectful to your future.
And your current partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, you're holding on to something that is never going to happen. It's just, like, you have to heal and move on.
Yeah, you're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
And in this situation, you're hurting your wife.
Oh, my God.
Poor woman.
I really feel for you because I also don't want to give you the wrong advice here because this is a marriage and you've been with him for 11 years, but I think he's emotionally cheating on you. It's not physical.
I also just feel like it would cause me stress, like, when she's moving back.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you've said that she's in a relationship. Is she still in the relationship? Why is she moving back here? Why is he looking at the weather in her city?
Yeah, that's very personal, isn't it?
That's really personal. He's, like, thinking about what
I constantly check the weather for city.
Yeah, and I do the same for Hannah. I'm always thinking about, like, what kind of day she's having. But that's because you love her.
Yeah.
Right?
She is on my mind.
And you care about her.
Yeah.
You obviously, and, like, yeah, sure, if he's a friend, if she's just a platonic friend, sure, he could do that. But it sounds like it's so much more. 968 messages that he had to delete because he was embarrassed.
You know I love a Venn diagram.
Right? You do.
Let's pull out the Venn diagram of how it's wrong. If he had a friend that he used to have feelings for, and then, like, they stayed friends when she's moving back to the country.
Yeah.
Is the current partner allowed to be upset? I think to a certain degree. It's worthy of a conversation, but, like, I get the worry from the partner. If you just had a random person that you were messaging 900 times and you were deleting those messages.
Cheating.
Would you look at your partner and say, you're being unhinged, I'm just deleting messages for the sake of it, everything's platonic? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to overlap these.
Yeah, got it.
It's the same fucking person. This is so wrong.
It's so wrong. It's so wrong. In the middle of that Venn diagram, it just says wrong.
Wrong.
That's so bad.
Oh,
I'd like, that was my face and my energy reading this email. I was like, I am heartbroken for you.
Yeah.
I'm so heartbroken.
I had a friend who, when she started dating this guy, like, maybe, I don't know, like, a year or so into it, she found out that a woman in, like, the friendship group that he was a part of and that he was really close with, they used to, like, sleep together, but it was, like, never something serious. It was just, like, casual. And, like, so she had to come to terms with the fact that, like, that was there, right? But her partner was like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested in her. She's not interested in me. And he always tried to make her feel really, like, confident.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, fast forward, like, another year or so, that girl in the friendship group puts a move on him.
Uh-huh.
Says, like, let's do this, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't respond to it. He completely shuts her out. Says,
the
no.
friend.
Yeah.
Great.
Says, I can't be friends with you if you're going to disrespect me and my partner like Great. This. Went to my friend, told her what happened. And I remember my friend saying, I don't know why I said this because I don't feel this way, but I said to him, like, you could still be friends with her if you wanted. She didn't mean that. She didn't want him to be friends with him.
She was just trying to be a cool gal.
Yeah, trying to be cool. But he very, like,
adamantly
said to her, she's not a friend if she would do that to you.
Yeah, love that.
Because you're who I love.
That's amazing.
And I was like, you know, like, it just makes me think of this, right?
Yeah.
This situation.
He should be cutting that off.
Yeah.
He knows that it's flirty.
You want a partner that is, like, Your best friend.
I love you the most. And if somebody's going to make those passes at me, they're not my friend.
And if someone's going to make you uncomfortable and I'm hiding, if someone's making me hide things from you, whether or not they know that they're doing it or I'm just doing it because of the messages that are being sent, it's not okay.
Yeah. Oh, babe, I really don't know what to say.
I hope he makes the right choice.
Or she makes the right choice.
Look, I think the thing with, like, I don't know their situation, like, in depth, right? But if you hear, like, someone that you used to have feelings with, you keep messaging them, I don't know. I feel like it would hurt less because it's, like, re-sparking feelings that were already there.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if he was able to make a new connection.
Right.
While I was married to someone.
You think that hurts more?
I feel like that would hurt more because it feels like you're looking for it.
Yeah, but it was always there.
This is
still think
this
it hurts just as much because it's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like I've met you and I want to be with you, but not really. My foot has been out of the door this whole time.
Waiting for someone else.
Who has, you know, circumstances has made them live in another place, but now they're coming home. Mm. So everything's going to change at the end of this year when she comes home.
That would terrify me.
So, like, I don't know.
Also, the friendship group already makes jokes that he's in love with her and stuff. I don't know how that's a friendship group.
I would feel so on the outer as the partner. To be honest, the pain of this, I would have left.
Yeah.
I would have been like, this hurts so much.
Yeah.
I deserve more. You do. You deserve so much more than that.
Yeah, you deserve someone 100%
in
for you.
Yeah, he needs to stop being friends with her or, God forbid, I think that, like, there's a big blow-up about to happen.
But, yeah, it does. It has to be all about you.
Yeah.
All about you and him.
He needs to respect you. He's not respecting you right now. If this 100%. Upsets you and he's not willing to compromise and to, like, make you happy, then he doesn't really.
Because it's give and take, right? You.
Yeah.
And, like, if you were saying, like, I don't like this girl, I don't like this girl, I don't like this girl, you would then have to compromise and learn that not every single girl is a threat. But if it's one specific girl.
And it's very clear that it's very clear.
Then that's the compromise that he has to do.
He's gaslighting you by saying, like, it's not a big deal, you're being irrational. No, you're not, girl. You are not being irrational.
No, you're not.
Absolutely not. Oh, look, I don't even think we gave you solid advice there, but we wish you all the best and please update us. And, you know, you deserve a partner who prioritizes you.
You deserve the absolute most.
We love you. We love you. Good luck.
Read those messages.
Yeah. Well, he deleted them.
Yeah.
I've done that once before. I've read my phone's messages.
Yeah, I read Tom's. Tom was really angry about it.
Oh.
But I found what I was looking for. So who's in the right?
Oh, it's because you got embarrassed that you found out.
Yeah, it wasn't cheating.
I was going to say, was it really?
I felt like his friend was being weird to me.
And were they?
Yes.
Oh! And was Tom hiding it from you?
Yeah, because like.
Thomas.
Well, I kind of get it. Like his friend, like. His friend thought that I'd done something that I hadn't done, like made a comment or something that I hadn't.
Oh.
And so his friend was like upset with me. But then it all got cleared without me knowing.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm really sorry. I was wrong.
Yeah.
So there was no point in telling me, but I'm very.
You needed to know.
I'm very receptive.
Yeah. When you know that somebody's been talking about you, you want to know what.
Yeah. And I felt weird energy and I needed to get to the bottom of it.
Good. Good for you.
Read your partner's messages. I'm all for it. I don't think you should read your partner's phone for the sake of it.
No.
But I do think if you have a feeling.
Yep. Your spidey senses are tingling.
And I'm sorry. Like, I was having this discussion with someone the other day. People act as if phones are personal diaries.
Yeah.
No. they're an extension of your communication and your schedule.
Yeah.
Like,
especially if you're a couple.
Yeah. If you can't tell me how you communicate with people, I don't want to see your innermost thoughts.
No.
That you're writing down on a piece of paper and burning. No. I'm not looking for that.
So don't put that in your phone.
I'm just making sure that your friends aren't talking shit about me.
Yeah. You know, I'm always like kind of related. I'm always, because my phone is my work, but it's also my personal communication device.
Mm.
I'm always worried that I've like uploaded something unhinged. Like some nude.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
nude to my Instagram story. Before bed, I just check. Have I uploaded anything bad? Okay, go to bed.
Mass email, everyone.
Oh, my God, no. That's so funny. Anyway, sorry. Thanks, R, for your submission and all the
best. I really hope the best for you.
And if you would like to submit a question for Hot Mess Hotline, you can email us at sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. Before we wrap up the episode, Grace, are you loving anything this week?
Yeah, I got gifted.
No, I didn't get gifted.
Mecca does like beauty loop boxes.
Yeah, the beauty loop. Yeah.
So I was gifted by Mecca.
Yeah. Thank you, Mecca.
Better Than Sex mascara.
Ooh, is it good?
It is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What brand is that?
Benefit.
Oh, Benefit.
Benefit. Too Faced. Too Faced is Benefit.
Too Faced. Yeah, Benefit sold at Sephora, so it wouldn't be Benefit.
True. I think Too Faced.
Better than, let's fact check.
That I will fact check.
Go on.
It's just Better Than Sex.
Is it? I've been really struggling. I've been really struggling with a good mascara because I get the.
It's Too Faced. Yeah.
I get the transfer onto my lids because I have such long curly eyelashes.
Wow.
I've been really struggling with finding a good mascara.
But that doesn't
I'll
do
try,
that.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
I have a really nice mascara from Mecca, but I just don't think it does the length. But in terms of like staying on your eyes, it's really good.
Yeah.
So then like you could borrow it. Do your normal mascara and then just do the final coat with this.
Okay.
That's what I do.
I'll look into it.
Yeah. What are you loving?
Yeah, okay, two things, actually. Firstly, I'm loving your pants.
Oh, yeah, they're really comfy.
Where are these from?
They're from Cotton On Body.
Yeah, they're really fun.
I got them when I was heavily pregnant.
Yeah.
And I needed stretchy pants. Mm,
they're like pajamas.
Yes.
You look real comfy. Look at you cross-legged on the couch today.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, I love this.
I wanted to be in my comfier.
It's giving Sunday, even though it's Monday.
Yeah. Mm. Like, it feels like it's rainy outside, even though it's sunny.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I am loving the, like, cold weather.
Yeah, actually,
because now
same.
I can wear comfy pants again.
I'm wearing winter pajamas at the moment.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah, I'm wearing pants to bed again.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. No more underwear. We're wearing pants.
Well, I still wear underwear under the pants.
Yeah, but like it was just underwear.
Just underwear. Yeah.
But what I'm actually loving is a product. It's by Tarte. It's their, I wrote it down because it's Maracuja. It's a weird word, so let me find it. Maracuja Juicy Lip Range. And so I have a couple of their products. And I've been such a MAC lipstick girly, and it's very matte. But I was like, I want juicy lips.
Okay. You want that gloss?
I actually got gifted. I have a couple of products to bring you. I've been putting aside to bring you, and then I keep forgetting. Ooh. But I've been gifted some lip products from Tarte, and they're really nice.
Ooh.
They're really nice. I have to reapply. Yeah, I have it.
I don't think I've ever used Tarte. I hear great things.
So these are two ones. So there's a range. This one's the Lip Vinyl, which has some colour in it.
Ooh.
And then this is the Lip Plump, which also has a bit of colour, but it gives you that little spicy little plump.
So it's like a numbing thing, isn't it? The plump. So then it makes your lips thick.
It's got chili in it, I'm pretty sure.
And it's a press.
Yeah, you pump it.
So it's a cream. It's not a gloss, it's a cream.
Yeah, but it has this glossiness to it.
Yeah,
really love it. So the colours, what colour is that?
Rosy brown.
Rosy brown is the colour I'm wearing.
Could be a bit more inventive with the names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rosy. I think they just called them the colours. The red one's like called cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really love them. That's what I'm loving this week.
It looks lovely.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you so much. We're going into my juicy era because I'm having lots of kisses on all my dates and apparently hands up the skirts immediately. We want to cut that out.
Yes.
No more of that.
All right. Well,
anyway.
Oh, now we're done. No more kissing.
No,
we are kissing. None up the bum.
All right, we have to wrap this up. Yeah, let's wrap that up. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye.